While the Navy transitions the Navy Marine Corps intranet from a contractor-owned and operated network to the new NGEN contract, in which the government will own the network, service leaders have been careful to manage users' expectations, saying that while the business arrangement with contractor HP is changing, under the hood, the network isn't changing much, at least not right away. But as it takes more control over its IT infrastructure, the Navy does want to begin the process of rapidly and incrementally adding new technological innovations that will improve NMCI's performance and capabilities. And those innovations will have to meet several key criteria before the Navy allows them into the world's largest intranet. Most importantly, they'll have to meet a validated business need, says Captain Michael Abreu, who manages the Naval Enterprise Networks Program Office. To handle that gatekeeping process, the Navy and HP recently signed a contract to set up an IT service management program based on business processes set out in the latest version of the Information Technology Infrastructure Library.
So what we're going to do is work with our mission partners, work with our resource sponsors, and work with our service provider to evaluate solutions together going forward that make sense. So that's how we're going to do it. I mean, we're going to do it in terms of the ITSM process. So we're not going to desert anything. We're definitely taking a more active role, and the active role is in that process that we're putting in place with HP. We're in the middle of doing that. We're not done. It's part of the transition process to be able to evaluate industry solutions effectively so that we understand the benefits. HP can clearly articulate the benefits. HP is our service provider, right? They're operating that network for us, right? They are still in the driver's seat when it comes to that, right? And that has not changed on NGEN. We have to continue to work with them, and industry needs to continue to respect their role as a service provider to the Navy.
To identify technologies as potential candidates for NMCI, the Navy will use the Rapid Innovation Cell it recently created within the Office of the Program Executive Officer for Enterprise Information Systems. Victor Gavin is the PEO EIS. He says the cell doesn't have an address, it's more of a concept.
There has to be a better approach that we have to come up with to keep ourselves more current, to keep the network safe, and to better leverage, again, the things that you provide. And we believe this process called the Innovation Cell is our first step in doing this. So the process is very simple. We want to get your product. We want to prototype them in our environment. And we believe that provides us a couple of things. It puts us in a competitive environment. We talk a lot about competition. And when I say the word competition, people tend to think of, you know, you're going to put out an RFP, we're going to have an industry day, the clock starts ticking, and a year later, you will have a product. Again, guys, that's not fast. I have to create an environment that has competition built into it. I have to create an environment that puts you next door to your competitors for that evaluation so that once that evaluation is done, you go on the network. That's our goal, is to shorten that acquisition stream from the traditional competition strokes that they've and to make some of those decisions quicker.
Speaking this week at AFSEA's annual Navy IT Day in Tysons Corner, Virginia, Abreu listed a handful of the categories his office is most interested in as it modernizes NMCI: improved cybersecurity services, assistance with consolidating data centers, and an accelerated transition to mobile computing.
We're constantly evaluating mobility solutions for the fleet. And again, they have to be cost-effective, right? Would I love to give an iPad to every sailor in the fleet? Absolutely. Would my financial sponsors and my requirement sponsors fund that? I think that would be cost prohibitive, right? So we have to be smart about what we're doing and what devices we provide to what communities in order to be effective to meet their requirements for the fleet, all right? But that is definitely a growth area in terms of making that capability available to the fleet so that they're more productive, just like you are in your own corporate environment today. You all have different solutions that your corporations offer you, right? We know that.
But to make it through the IT service management gauntlet the Navy is setting up, Abreu says vendors will need to have checked the box in several areas. Unsurprisingly, the service says it will only buy things that are cyber secure and cost effective.
That's different than affordable, right? Affordable means I spend everything in the budget. Cost-effective means that I get the best bang for the buck.
Also, Abreu says, the Navy is putting a premium on speed, both the speed at which a new technology can be absorbed into the Navy's existing infrastructure and whether the new innovation will change the speed at which the network actually operates day to day.
If you offer a solution that involves adding latency to the network, I'm sure that most of you users on your own home networks or your corporate networks don't like latency. Right? Speed is king in this world. Security is king in this world. How do you balance speed and security? Right? So both speed to market, getting your solutions on the network, and speed of the network itself.
Abreu also hinted at an issue that has challenged NMCI for years. Vendors propose good ideas to improve the network that have been successful on even the biggest corporate IT systems in the world, but the Navy says too often those solutions can't scale up to serve the needs of NMCI, which, with 800,000 users, is much bigger and more complex than any private sector network in the world.
For some solutions, 10,000 users may be appropriate, and that might be a big number, but when you extrapolate that to 800,000 users across the country and then across the globe, that's a different animal entirely. All right, so I need you to think about that moving forward. The last thing I need you to think about is it's got to be executable. So one of the things that I've talked with HP about is meeting our commitments. We're no good if we can't deliver what we promised to deliver to the fleet on time and on budget. All right, so when you develop these solutions, I need them to be as realistic as possible. What does that mean? I can create lots of fun solutions on a spreadsheet. I can do lots of fancy number things, right? I've been there before. I've got a master's degree. I've fooled somebody in passing classes, right? So make them as realistic as possible before we engage with HP and go down that road to assess these solutions for the enterprise.
The Department of the Navy and HP are still in the process of transitioning NMCI to full government ownership. The Marine Corps has already parted ways with HP and fully owns and operates its share of the network. HP will continue to operate the Navy's portion of NMCI for the foreseeable future, but government officials say they're still on track to complete the process of buying back the network infrastructure from the company by the end of September. In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.